This is Morning Edition on NHPR at 6:45. I'm Rick Ganley. Good morning. The city of Portsmouth has been trying to decide whether and where to build a second downtown parking garage for over 10 years. Before a packed city hall last night, city councilors voted to fund the new garage. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on the lead-up to the controversial vote.
I've heard people call this the most civically engaged city in the country's most civically engaged state. But let's just say people in Portsmouth care about Portsmouth. They care about its growth, its history. But for many,
parking is the biggest issue in this town.
In the days leading up to the council's vote, 26-year-old Jeff Kissel was downtown wearing a sticker in support of a new parking garage in Portsmouth.
Parking is the number one issue. It's not about building heights or mass or size. Parking.
And 1 mile away in a small cluttered cape near the ocean sat retired special ed teacher and 40-year Portsmouth resident Dixie McLean Tarbell. She was preparing the comments she would make before city council Monday night. She wants that garage.
I've just given up on driving downtown. Any day that isn't great to walk, if I have an impulse to go somewhere, if it's bad weather, I'll just go outside of Portsmouth because I'm tired of driving around and around looking for a parking place.
The new garage will sit just north of downtown near Pan Am's railroad tracks in an industrial lot currently leased by a package store. If everything goes according to plan, it'll have 600 parking spaces. It'll be lined with retail space on one side and have micro-sized apartments on the other. On Monday night, about 150 business owners and residents showed up at City Hall. Local attorney Susan Denenberg was one of a few who spoke out in opposition. She says businesses should have to build and pay for their own parking.
The developers are essentially asking the city to subsidize their development. And that puts the burden on the taxpayers. And I don't think that's a fair deal.
Denenberg's concerns get at a fundamental disagreement felt by many in Portsmouth that has been subtly driving the parking garage debate. Is Portsmouth's rapid commercial growth benefiting or costing city residents? Jack Thorson was one of three city councilors who was still undecided the weekend before the vote.
Because we're asking residents to pay in taxes for the garage, I need to make sure they're getting value back for it.
Thorson drove his gold Ford F-150 pickup truck through the city's one parking garage.
Well, we're now on the third deck, and guess what? There's no parking spaces.
Thorson says he wants a parking garage, too.
At the very beginning, I was a proponent of putting a parking garage in that spot until I saw the price.
It came to $23 million, or $37,000 per parking spot. That's $17,000 more than parking costs in Boston, Thorson says.
Something seemed wrong to me. So for the last month, I've spent time trying to justify the cost.
Of all the cities in New Hampshire, Portsmouth has the lowest residential property tax rate, thanks to the city's commercial tax base. And a recent third-party analysis found that building the garage would increase commercial property values, offsetting at least 40% of the garage's overall cost to taxpayers. But Councillor Thorson says that's not enough. He wants to see a 50% parking discount for residents. Monday night before the vote, more than 50 people testified in favor of the garage. Four testified against it.
Assistant Mayor Spline.
Yes.
The vote?
Yes.
Was unanimous.
Yes.
It was after 11 p.m. and a lot of people were tired, but not Robin Laurie Meyerkoff.
I'm excited. I think it's great, and I hope it all comes to pass. I hope we get the parking, we get the micro apartments, we get the park, the open space.
After more than a decade of similar votes failing, Portsmouth can now dig into the details of its second parking garage. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.